Good morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Culp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, as everybody who listens knows, I've had a really rough couple of weeks with my mom at work. Did not get the outcome that was expected on a trial that I saw. I just don't understand. After watching Quiet on Set, if you go on TikTok and you like one Quiet on Set video, then you're going to get all these videos about people who have been openly and persistently trying to tell the world how much pedophilia is going on in the entertainment industry. I mean, like, now you got what is a very well-known story between Puffy taking Usher to live with him for a year at 14 years old. It is widely believed that the strain of herpes that Usher has is from Puffy. It's disgusting. And because he's a boy, no one feels as bad for him. I shouldn't say no one. A lot of people don't feel as bad for him. And Usher clearly still is fond of his abuser. And I think he's made it up in his mind that it was worth it. Whatever happened to him was worth it because he has the life of his dreams. He has money and he doesn't have to worry about struggling anymore. It's like our whole society is based off prostitution. You know, it's everything is a transaction. A financial transaction. So, like, it's okay if you've been raped as a child because you're paying your family's bills. And that's why all these kids look burned out. I'm telling you, I had no idea what Amanda Bynes looked like. I'm too old for that. I was 30 when I was in my 30s when she was popular and on TV. And I caught a lot of pop reference stuff, but not Nickelodeon. And so I didn't know who this girl was. And I see people were really attached to her. She was bubbly, lively, spirited. She had great energy. And you look at her now, she's barely holding on. And what's with these conservatorships? You know, with these parents who just basically enslaved their kids. You can't tell me slavery is done. It's not. How do you take over a whole person's life, lock them in a conservatorship? You can give them drugs, you can take all their money. And it's mostly women that get put into these conservatorships. And I think it's egregious. I just don't understand what's happening. And it's happening in front of us. I don't know that girl from Adam, but when you see where she started and you see what she's like now, you can tell that she's been through something. Dan Snyder has obviously scripted some sort of weird apology. And the guy that's interviewing him is throwing him softballs. It's somebody who, he's black, and he used to work on one of his shows. So that feels political in nature. Like, you know, let me orchestrate it to show people I'm cool, you know, because there were two black people in Quiet on Set who felt that there three black people that felt that there was racial inequality. You know, one mom felt like she was talking too much and got her son fired, but he wasn't particularly happy. He's been depressed and an alcoholic since he got off the show. I mean, come on. So then you get a black guy who clearly he enjoyed his time on Dan Snyder's shows. And now he's interviewing him. And the questions, everything feels staged and like a setup. And he's saying all the right things, but he's not being pressed by a journalist. These are, and I do think he does feel some compunction. That's just not the right word. He does feel some guilt. And he does seem to have seen some light. But there's rumors that he got a couple of those teenage girls pregnant, including Amanda Bynes. She's one of them. And Jamie Lynn Spears. And we know how Mr. Spears gets down. He done sold both of his girls to whoever. I really believe Brittany was sexually assaulted to get a record deal or something. I'm pretty sure that they were like, look, you can keep her for a night if that'll get us a record deal. Because they lived off that girl. They all had money because of Britney. And, you know, she was just out here. And I feel badly for her because she was just this girl who loved to sing. And she did wear her heart on her sleeve. And she did love a lot of people that weren't really good for her. And she had to go through all of that in the public eye. And she didn't have a great family. There was no family support. I don't know what the mother's deal is, but the dad seems to be the boss. And he slammed her in that conservatorship. And now I think they've poured so many drugs down this girl. She looks dead behind the eyes, a lot like Amanda Bynes. And, you know, everybody's like, free Britney. But she's so unstable, she might need not a conservatorship, but she might need some sort of, she needs her parents. She needs real parents. And she probably needed that all along. You know, and I didn't take it into consideration because I've been a little harsh on her. You know, like maybe she shouldn't have been out of conservatorship. But the reality is they probably never should have done that to her because they can make you take drugs. Your conservator can do whatever they want. They're in charge of your life. It's basically like a power of attorney, you know, with more privileges. Like you can just spend their money. You can use their money how you want to use it. I mean, it should be illegal. There should be guidelines to these things, and it should be reviewed in front of a panel. If these people are putting you in the conservatorship because they have genuine concern over you or they want to control you, that's why it feels like a scam. And that's why it feels like you probably can't trust the whole LA mechanism because it's so incestuous. You can't tell me the police aren't covering up some of this stuff. You know, they see all these crimes, but, you know, they get starstruck. They can get bribed, and I'm not suggesting they are, but for some reason, all these conservatorships go through, and everybody's a 5150, and it's just like, how is this happening? How is this even possible? That's why I don't have any desire to be in the nest that is LA in terms of entertainment. You know, I'd rather make movies in the woods by myself than try to go do that because it just seems wrong. So if you watch Quiet on the Set, which I recommend that you do, it's on HBO. Now it's been wrapped up on ID Channel, so I don't know when it comes on there, but it's on HBO Max. And I mean, I'm telling you, sorry I had to yawn, but I mean, it's really disheartening and scary to see these kids get chewed up like that. What's wrong with Justice Beaver? What was that? Oh, that was on The Office. Who's Justice Beaver? Justin Bieber. What's wrong with him? He doesn't look normal or healthy either. And there's a very sus video where he's in the club with his head in Odell Beckham's lap. And it clearly looks like, I think Trey Songz is sitting there. It looks like what it looks like. And then Justin is kind of out of it on drugs. And it's probably a Diddy party, honey. Because I have my own stories that I've heard from people I trust. And they told me what they saw at Diddy parties. And so, yeah. I don't understand. There's so many deviants. It's just so much sexual deviancy. You know, like, I'm not sure how a jury can get hung up on, I don't want to get into it, but I don't understand how some people don't get found guilty of crimes. I don't understand how grown people can have sex with kids and it's, people know. Apparently some big, I think he's the founder of, I just saw this. I think he's the creator of Ren and Stimpy. He apparently, fell in love with a 15-year-old. You know, and I get that there was a time in history where that wasn't as weird. You know, a lot of people have a grandmother that was 13 when she married her 40-year-old grandpa. but people thought that was just necessity. And now you move to the modern times and it's like these grown men still love kids. A lot of them, not all of them, but there are a lot of grown men who do not have any problems with that boundary. I don't understand it. I'm not sure why. And it's not just people who have hit puberty. It's little children. And yes, I know there's some people practicing dark arts and doing all these different things, but there are other people who literally just want to have sex with kids. They show up in the droves, like when they do those stings, you know, there's, you know, people showed up like, well, this woman offered me her 3-year-old son. Why would you want a 3-year-old? Like, what are you planning on doing? It's just, I think I read about a case somewhere where the man had showed up and he had every intention of having sex with everybody in the family. I want to say it was a sting operation, and he was like, okay, I could be down with a couple, with you guys as a couple, but also, you know, throw your kid in there. He was coming to have sex with the whole family. I don't understand why everything is so perverted, and no one's embarrassed. That's the other thing. Where's the shame about your shit? That's disgusting. It's disgusting out here. People, you know, you cannot sexually assault these children and expect them to show up fine in the world. And we get that you don't care because you're a predator, but what the hell? It's just not fair, and it's wrong. And I don't understand. You don't need a ton of evidence. You look at Amanda Bynes, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber. I think they were all assaulted. I think Usher was assaulted. He just is better with it. He has got some sort of mental fortitude, like, you know what? I didn't want to be broke. We didn't have a lot of money. This is how I made my dreams come true. And some people can do that. But you're going back to in history, like Natalie Wood. Same thing. Mom put all this pressure on her. And she was raped and brutalized and even injured on set. I think it has not been confirmed because people really didn't talk about these things back then. But the rumor was that Kirk Douglas brutalized her to the point when she was 16, she had to go to the hospital. Disgusting. I said Kirk Douglas, right? Not Michael. Kirk, his dad. Yuck. And then Judy Garland. I think also Natalie Wood fell on set and her mom wouldn't take her to the hospital, just made her keep working and her wrist got deformed. Judy Garland worked as a child and was told not to eat food and then became, you know, like a drug addict because the studios would give her, you know, downers to make her sleep because she looked like she needed sleep, then uppers to keep her up for hours. It was just horrible. You know, just through the history of this business, there's been some really, really bad behavior. And Quiet on Set is, it's good. It just doesn't go as deep as it could. It could probably have 2 more episodes because they do not touch the fact that it is rumored that Dan Schneider got Jamie Lynn Spears and Amanda Bynes pregnant. And they were both well underage and had to get abortions, which is disturbing. Like, this is not normal. And we think we've, you know, become so modern and we're so not, you know, the way we used to be. But I'm not sure. It seems like we're just as primitive as ever. And I don't understand this obsession. And it's something I've seen across every race. It is not excluded to race. It's not exclusive. There is every background represented in that crime. I don't get it. The other thing is TikTok is roasting Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. I haven't seen this thing and it looks terrible, but she's got a couple of projects out. I can't tell which one is which. There's one that's a love story about her and Ben Affleck. The greatest story never told or something. Anyway, I don't know what that one is. I don't know the names of any of these things, but people keep posting snippets from her projects and they are just roasting her. There's one where she's like, I guess she's trying to be Fred Astaire or something, but she's dancing And it's raining, of course, and it's nighttime, and there's a hummingbird. And somebody was like, I can't with her. It's raining, and there's a hummingbird at night. Come on. I can't. And, like, people just go off. And it's funny. And then they'll edit, like, snippets of her narcissism together, and it's just so funny. I don't know. And I also know this. We're the same age. There is a point where when you start dancing, you ain't 25. Like, you don't look like you looked when you were 25 doing those dance moves. So I don't know what it is, but our swag changes. And you just have to change with it. But she's up here doing all these moves, and she thinks she looks great. And it's like, I could tell. You could just tell. She's like, oh, I'm getting it. Okay, yeah, you could just tell. But it's like, you're not a fly girl anymore. I don't know if I ever thought she was a great dancer. I don't really remember her dancing that much. But, man, it's so sad. And she is just going to town. And it's like, can you age gracefully, J-Lo? Can you just, like, pull your head out of whatever this narcissistic cloud is and just get back to some reality? And the internet just roasts people. So TikTok is just, they are just cooking her. I mean, and it is so funny. I have no desire to watch this stuff, but I do want to laugh as hard as they're making me laugh in these little snippets. And, you know, she has absolutely no self-awareness. And people are now starting to say, because she keeps saying, you know, like, this is like, when I pull my hair out like this, this is what I was like as a girl in the Bronx, just wild. And somebody was like, please, at this point, the Bronx is a victim. Stop talking about us. One girl was like, keep our name out your mouth. You ain't done shit for the Bronx. And then people find all these snippets where Ben Affleck is like, ugh, he's so disgusted by her. He's roasting her too. It's so funny to me. I don't know why. It's because in a world where there's so much negativity and so many things to be super depressed about, it's just funny to watch something that makes me laugh this hard. You know, it's a nice balance to quiet on set because, you know, it's just funny. And she lacks complete self-awareness. And TikTok has so many clever people on it. And they've just found all these snippets. And it is hilarious. Oh, man. But I have no desire to watch her projects. Apparently, she paid for one. And then she wanted... So there's one video where she wants to dance in this mud. And so they have, like, extended conversations about mud. And goofy Benny Medina, this has got to be his punishment. He's like Sisyphus. Who was it that had to push the rock up the hill as a punishment? He's like that because I'm sure he did something in his past that he wouldn't be proud of. I don't know Benny Medina, but I did meet him when I was and meeting him is not even accurate. I was working at, I was interning at Warner Brothers, and he was truly one of the only ethnic people I saw who had any kind of sway, you know, like he was also a VP of something. And then he walked in and everybody was like, Benny, and, you know, and it was just like, he had a look. And then I think he was behind, he was the person that actually inspired Prince of Bel-Air. And so I'm imagining that's why he was over there in the studios that day. And so, you know, I'm sure with all this, he deserves Jennifer. There's something going on there. He's got to be paying his punishment because he's walking around with these vats of mud for her to feel. I would like this. This is good mud, but I'd like the mud to be more wet. And so then he runs out to the car. He's like, you're not leaving yet, are you? Because we have more mud for you to look at. It's like... How is this your job? I would just be like, I would kill myself. Yeah. I show vats of mud to Jennifer. funny. I mean, it's like, dude, and he looks so put upon and tired. It's like, you a long way from the prison, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. My God, man. Did I say the title right? I think I might have said just Prince of Bel-Air. But he was the inspiration. He actually was the person who moved in with the family. And it changed his life. So who all knows what the real story is behind all that production. But anyway, that's all I got. My mom's ulcer seems to, I don't know, it's not gone away. She's definitely still coughing up blood clots, but it doesn't seem to be as aggressive. And she certainly does not seem like she was this time last week. So I don't know. That lady just, she just keeps regenerating herself. She has an amazing immune system. If they could have only figured out how to save her brain, we'd be having a completely different story. All right, everybody. Have an amazing day. Today is Thursday. We're already deep into March. We're at March 21st. That is unbelievable. Have a great day. Take care of yourselves. Gosh, I think her stuff's on Amazon. I don't know. The Jennifer Lopez thing, I can't say to watch it, but these little snippets are so funny, and the people are just roasting her. So if you can find some of those, it'll be worth your time. They're hilarious. People, the internet wins all the time because she looks and she can't sing that great. So I never knew. I know I was going to log off, but I got to say this. I never knew that Jennifer Lopez, a lot of her songs were, they were using like Ashanti's vocals. It would be like Ashanti and some other singer. So I knew that I didn't think she was the greatest singer in the world. I did know that. And I don't know that I remember anything about her dancing. But she had one really solid performance. And I don't know why. But acting wise, she was really, really good in that movie with George Clooney. I think it was directed by, I want to say Steven Soderbergh. Out of Touch, Out of Something. She was really good in that. I can't remember. George Clooney. It was Clooney's like movie debut for real, because he was a huge star on ER at the time. But I will say this: I can't think of the movie because it's got like a cliche as a title, like Out of Touch or something. But she was really, really good in that. She had to play Karen Sisko. Out of Sight, that's what it was. Out of Sight. She was good in Out of Sight. And then I don't know what happened, because her acting got a little, I think she just always needs a really sound director, because I couldn't get through other movies with her as the star. You know, I haven't watched anything because she was in it ever. But I did like her in Out of Sight. She had to do some acting there. I thought she did a good job there. I don't know. I don't know how she's so famous, but she does. So just ask her. All right, everybody. Take care of yourselves and have a great, great day.